We end our show today by turning to Greece and the death of a Greek hip-hop artist. Pavlos Fissas was stabbed to death on Tuesday night in a suburb of the port city of Piraeus. He was 34. A suspect was later arrested and admitted to the killing. The man identified himself as a member of Golden Dawn. That's the far-right party whose popularity has exploded in Greece in recent years. The World's Clark Boyd has more.
Pavlos Fissas, known in musical circles as Killa P, grew up in the working-class suburbs of Piraeus. In his music, he often described his neighborhood and the struggles of the people who lived there.
In the early 90s, the hip-hop culture came to Greece. And Pavlos and me and many of our generation were involved in hip-hop groups, mainly sociopolitical hip-hop groups.
That's Leonidas Oikonomakis. He's a member of a Greek hip-hop group called Social Waste. Oikonomakis and Fissas were friends. They enjoyed the same music and followed the same soccer team, Olympiakos. On Tuesday night, Fissas was watching an Olympiakos game in a local bar, and Oikonomakis was watching online.
I was watching the game, and then I just saw the news that something happened in one of the working-class suburbs of Piraeus. I followed the news, and then I read the name, and it was Pavlos.
Oikonomakis says he was shocked and devastated. He says that many in the Greek media portrayed the killing as a fight about the soccer match, but he doesn't buy it. And he's not surprised that the man who says he killed Fissas also claims allegiance to Golden Dawn. Fissas, says Oikonomakis, was a fierce anti-fascist.
I know that he made comments about Golden Dawn on his Facebook page, and I'm sure that he made comments about Golden Dawn in his daily life as well, because Pavlos was a brave person, and he wouldn't be scared to express his opinion. Pavlos was talking about it and was speaking out loud, and he was not hiding. And he paid with his life for it.
Greece's prime minister condemned the killing. He said he was determined not to let what he called the descendants of Nazis undermine the country that gave birth to democracy. For its part, Golden Dawn denied, again, that it's a neo-Nazi party and said it had no connection whatsoever with the murder. Still, numerous Greek cities erupted in protests last night. Most of those on the streets marched against Golden Dawn.
A lot of people here in Greece right now are actually beginning to realize what the real face of this neo-Nazi party is.
Christos Michialides is a current affairs editor for an Athens daily newspaper. He notes that current polls show support for Golden Dawn running at 12%. 3 years ago, the party barely registered among voters. But month after month of crushing austerity measures has pushed a growing number of Greeks to buy into Golden Dawn's anti-austerity, anti-immigrant platform.
There was a kind of a sentiment in the population that they were, all right, they were against the system, they were against the old corrupt politicians, and okay, why not give them a chance, even if they are quite tough and, you know, they seem to be rough guys. But now, after this killing, I feel that quite a lot of people are realizing, especially people that actually voted for them, they are realizing what they have done.
It is also sad that it took the death of a Greek person in order for the Greek society to wake up.
And that's the difference here. Fissas was a native Greek. Leonidas Oikonomakis points out that Golden Dawn members have been implicated in numerous deaths and beatings of immigrants in the past few years. He says both the Greek government and its European creditors have been turning a blind eye.
For 3 years now, immigrants have been suffering, are dying, are being attacked by Golden Dawn. They all know about it. As long as the debt is being repaid, everybody's happy. Nobody cares if people are dying on the streets.
This Killa P track is called I Won't Cry, I Won't Fear. To those who betrayed me by backstabbing me, the lyrics go, I want them to know that I will not bother to cry. And to those who threaten me with burning chains, I want them to know that I will not bother with fear. And Oikonomakis says that was his friend's general stance in life. For the World, I'm Clark Boyd.
And that's all from us today. Thanks for tuning in. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Aaron Schachter.